With Theatre Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I'm all set for the holidays. Santella Claus is ready to ride that sleigh across the world.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Were you a good boy this year?
I did my best, but I must say, this year I'm a little less ready than usual. It just seems to have come on so fast.
Oh,
and so much
going
on. Well, I've been to the theater a lot. How about...
Oh, wait. I couldn't believe that. You went to the theater.
Absolutely, and there's more to come.
You know what? We should explore Radio on Radio.
You're talking about It's a Wonderful Life, a live...
You are so perceptive.
A live radio play by Joe Landry, directed by Doug Schechner at the Cavanocchi Theater.
Third year in a row, isn't it?
I don't know. I've lost count, but I always have loved it. It's just a beautiful rendering of the Jimmy Stewart movie done as a radio play.
I'm going to do my line that I always say for the last 3 years, which is, I love watching the sound effects guy.
Joe Demerly has done it, and it's always enjoyable. And the story is just so sweet. Where would I be without George Bailey?
Why don't we move on to the holiday guys?
Now, this is brand new, and this is a rare opportunity. At Musical Fair, two nights only next week, and it's two odd nights. It's not the weekend. It's like Wednesday, Thursday, whatever the 21st and 22nd are. Jeffrey Denman, who you remember from Buffalo, but he was in the original Broadway company of the producers.
Saw that production.
He did Irving Berlin's White Christmas in New York and around the country, and he has partnered with one of his Broadway buddies, Mark Kudish. And again, this may not be a familiar name in Buffalo, but this is a man with three Tony Award nominations. He was in the original Broadway company of Thoroughly Modern Millie, Tony nomination, 9 to 5, Tony nomination. He did High Society. He did The Wild Party. I had also seen him at Lincoln Center in a musical version of Shaw's Canada.
So you're saying that the man has talent, lots of talent.
Remarkable talent. One of the most wonderful things I ever saw him do was one of the most lowbrow. He played Baron Bombust in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He did it on Broadway, opposite Jan Maxwell. They're the two, the villain and villainess. Hilarious. Just a huge range, a gorgeous voice, impeccable comic timing, and the two of them are the holiday guys. It is a Christmas Hanukkah evening, two nights only, and a rare opportunity. And that's at Musical Fair.
You know who's been doing a holiday program for probably 20-odd years is Mike Randall.
Everybody's been doing, if they're old enough, they've been doing a holiday program for that long. But Mike Randall has been portraying Charles Dickens, telling the story of A Christmas Carol for a long time, and he seems to have quite a little franchise going.
I don't believe him.
You don't believe who?
I don't believe him.
Why?
Why? He's a weatherman.
Oh, he's a weatherman.
Do you believe the weatherman?
Every winter he's Charles Dickens. This weekend he's at American Repertory Theater at Main Street in Utica, Buffalo East.
Moving along smartly, as they say, The Divine Sister has legs. It's been extended another week, right?
Just one more performance. It's tomorrow night. The Divine Sister will play, for now, its final performance. It's Jimmy Janowski as Mother Superior in the Charles Bush parody of every nun picture ever made. It is, well, shall we say, irreverent, but achingly funny.
Achingly funny.
Oh, yeah. And the whole crew, I can't even tell you what Carrie Kate Abel's nickname has become as a result of this risque comedy. For adults only, this is not nonsense, this is not Sound of Music, but it's a parody of all those things. and it's Caitlin Coleman and Michael Seitz, Beth Donahue, Jessica Rasp, wonderful crew, down at BUA.
For something a little bit more serious, James Joyce's The Dead is continuing.
You know, I have not seen it this year, but when I saw it last year, it was just so beautiful. This is a lovely production under the direction of Derek Campbell down at the Irish Classical Theater, recounting A Christmas Story is told by James Joyce. Very beautiful production. And for kids, since we've told people what's for adults, and those are really adult offerings.
Smelly things. Kids love smelly things.
Junie B. Jones and Jingle Bells, Batman Smells at Theater of Youth, but also Peter Pan at the New Phoenix Theater, directed by Kelly Bocock Natale, and I think we described it as magical.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the alleyway production of A Christmas Carol, which they've been doing for probably 300 years.
Since Dickens wrote it.
Didn't he write it for Neil
He wrote
Rattis.
It for Neil Rattis.
See you at the theater with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.